Hey everybody, welcome back to the Morphin Grid. I am Josh.
And I am Jake.
And today we are going to continue and hopefully finish so we never have to think about this movie again. Part 2 of Devin's Ghost, Legend of the Bloody Boy.
I have to disagree with your premise. There's no way I'm going to stop thinking about this bad, bad movie. I just hope I can just put it behind me, really, is all I'm looking for. Quick recap. Everyone's got goofy names.
Not everyone. Half of them.
Half of them have goofy names. There's a ghost who is not a ghost, who might be a ghost.
Yeah, you heard that right.
Yep. There was a big pooping scene. Jermaine got a lot of pooping time in on camera.
He literally got his shit in, brother.
And then where we left off is we're about to go to a house party / barbecue. Spoilers. We will see no evidence of barbecuing, I don't think.
No.
I think it's entirely just a house party. Also, disclaimer, it's now been 2 days since we watched the movie, so be cool, all right? So just, everyone just be cool. We come back at a house party, like we said we were going to a second ago. I think we start off with Genesis and Symphony coming in. And being like, oh, his parents are going to kill him. Because have house parties, how you that yeah, always happens.
I think he said like he was only going to invite a few people.
Yeah.
We've all seen movies before.
You've seen a movie before, I assume. So this is when I found out that the blonde's name was Genesis.
Yep.
Cause,
same.
Because before then, I don't think they said it.
I don't think so. And if they maybe they called her Jen at some point.
I don't know if they did that.
I doubt it.
Here's the problem with naming your characters strange names that are just regular words otherwise. I will think it's just a regular word, and I will not associate it with your character until someone looks at them and says, you are Genesis.
Your name is Genesis.
Your name is
Genesis. Oh, hi, Genesis. Oh, look, oh, hi, Freedom.
Look, we rag on the room a lot.
We could have used a couple good names.
I always knew what Mark's name was. I knew who Mark was. I knew who Lisa was. Could I tell you Tommy Wiseau's character's name? No. Not if you paid me money. Because no one said, oh, hi, Tommy Wiseau's character. It was always him doing the heavy lifting. I think we owe him a debt of gratitude. Genesis goes to get some drink. She just gets like a bottle of like Grey Goose or something and starts pouring it in a cup to drink it. This is when Gregory comes up and is like, babe, I'm already drunk. And then there's like arguing. I don't remember. I do remember her storming off, and I could not tell you why.
They were probably arguing over the other cheerleader from earlier that like,
oh yeah, yeah, I think you're right. Him. Yeah. He's like, she's like in your lap, and he's like, I was giving her directions or whatever. I don't know what he said. So she goes upstairs and starts flashbacking and she sees like Devin being a bloody boy and like some other stuff around that, like her, like she gets like a flash of her dad, I think, in the news. It's not great flashbacks. We've seen flashbacks about as much as we've seen movie at this point, so you'd think they'd be a little clearer. But no, it's just like, bloody boy, he jumps through her. Is he a ghost? Well, ghosts don't grow up, and this one did. Because I saw Casper a lot.
Yeah.
And he did not grow up.
Yeah, that seems to be a running thing, is that ghosts stay the age that they are.
Which makes sense, because you don't get older when you dead.
Yeah.
But this ghost might, or he's not a ghost. But
we will never know for sure.
There is literally no way to tell. I can't wait till we get to the end of this movie. Not only so the movie, I can stop talking about it, we can be done. But also because the very last thing about this movie is buck wild. Like how they finish this movie is bonkers. So Craig comes in, interrupts her flashbacking, and he's like, hey, let me put some moves on you. And she's like, okay. And then before she goes and lets him get any farther, he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I just want to understand.
Is this the point where you asked, am I going to see a Power Rangers boobs?
I was very worried. This movie made me nervous for two reasons. I thought I might hear a Power Ranger swear, And I thought I might see a Power Rangers boobs. And to be fair, I have seen a Power Rangers boobs because Serena Vincent is naked in Not Another Teen Movie. So there's that. But that's different from Ish.
That's very different from Ish.
Yeah. Like any of the classic Power Rangers from your first four or five seasons, even up through In Space.
Keep your diapies on.
Yeah. Like you are supposed to be pure. And so just, all right. That said, we did yell about kissing a lot, so I don't know. Look, guys, I don't know what you want from us.
You can be pure and have a smooch.
Yeah, a nice, chaste smooch. So she says a really cool line that I had to write down in this scene. She says, have you ever been haunted?
Yeah, once.
Eesh, it's like a... I don't know if it's a thing that just stops sometimes. Not without a whole movie first. To get rid of it. It's just a weird thing to ask somebody. You'd think if he had been haunted, he would have brought it up when you mentioned being haunted a lot earlier. Maybe, I don't know, Gregory doesn't seem like a good boyfriend, so I don't know. So then we cut to some people in the woods, and they are making out, and they are dry humping a lot on a tree, and it looks uncomfortable.
Especially because her shirt is not like covering anything.
No,
it's like an overshirt, but she has nothing on underneath it, and it's buttoned on the chest, but then comes down and reveals her tummy.
She has a bra, but that's
it. And so like her naked back is rubbing on this tree.
Yeah, it's like 1 millimeter of fabric between her and this tree, and it is buttoned once in the middle. Right around like her solar plexus.
Yeah.
And so it like spreads open. And that seems really 90s to me.
Yeah.
And this was definitely 2005.
Also, yeah.
So
it was written by Karen Ashley.
You know what? You're right.
So
there's that. They're like making out, dry humping on a tree. Devin shows up because, as we have established, he hates couples. Here's the thing about that. They will come to that conclusion way later in the movie.
Yeah.
But it's super obvious basically immediately.
Well, because they show it in the flashback. Every time he sees a couple making out or doing any kind of sexy thing.
His gross drug parents making out.
Even if he sees a man and a woman near each other, he will flashback to his parents dry humping on a bookcase in front of him.
And, like, just go crazy, because later on we'll get literally two people next to each other, and he flips out and kills them. So, we cut back to the hospital. I guess we cut to the hospital for the first time.
Yeah.
That old lady that he hit with a baseball bat didn't die. She's still alive. He didn't baseball golf her good enough.
Who called her an ambulance?
I don't know.
Because the guy that would have found her got killed.
Here's the thing.
I never did see her.
She isn't dead. The other guy is dead. A little bit later, like close to the end of the movie, a cop says, we found another body at that house. So like no one's been there.
Yeah.
Because she was upstairs. They had to walk over his dead body to get to her.
Did she get up like concussed and dying and just walk to the hospital?
That's the only thing that makes sense, is that she made it there, because she's like, how did I get here? And they're like, we don't know. You just showed up. We cut back to the party. Someone brings out a bowl of cola, like a big punch bowl of cola. It might be something else, but it looks like
it does. It's dark in there, though, to be fair.
That's true. And he just, like, opens up this big old bottle of vodka and just starts pouring it. He's like, we're spiking drinks! Buddy, it's only spiking if it's secret. You can't spike a drink in front of everybody and yell, we're spiking drinks. Like, that's just mixing. You're making a cocktail at that point. Congratulations, you're a mixologist. Then we come back upstairs, and Gregory and Ish are... Oh, we cut between some really bad dancing. Genesis is dancing very big air quotes. Sexy.
Has he killed the couple outside, or are we going back to
Not
them?
Yet. That's okay. Bad. That's why I had to look at
I don't
notes.
Remember leaving them and then going back.
I didn't either, but according to my notes, we did.
Okay.
So we cut between Genesis dancing, Josh looking at this, and I guess the implication is like maybe she's trying to make him jealous or something. I don't know. But she's doing the worst sexy dancing pretty much I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
It's like if at a middle school dance, you were allowed to grind, but you did still have to leave room for Jesus. Have you heard that expression?
I have.
Okay, good. It's like you can bump and grind, but there needs to be 7 inches between you.
Why does Jesus want to be getting in all
these Jesus freak, yo.
Jesus sandwiches.
So then we cut up to Ish, like, making out. And this is when I was like, oh, no, we're going to see a Power Ranger boob. And I don't know if I'm ready for that. And then we cut back to the woods and the girl who has a name. And it's the only girl who has a regular name.
It's like Kate.
Yeah, it's like Kate or Kelly or something. Yeah.
This is, like, out in the woods.
Yeah.
Which you can't really tell until later. Right now, I thought it was, like, a big tree outside the house. I did not realize they were any distance away.
Yeah. You know how you go to a house party and you're getting a little frisky with your lady friend and you're like, we need to find somewhere to, like, bone down?
No.
Well, I'm speaking of the hypothetical. And then you go very far into the woods instead of finding an unoccupied room or closet in the house you're in?
Well, maybe the only room. Are they the ones that walked in
Somebody else walks in on them in a minute.
Okay, so it's
I
not
think.
Them. Yeah. And they were like, well, all the rooms are occupied.
Yeah, there's no other rooms in this house. No, he's like deep in the woods. Maybe it's just because, like, I'm from New Hampshire and I'm worried about ticks. But, like, that's not a great idea. You're going to get ticks all over your naked parts. It's going to be a bad time. And he says, she's doing a sexy striptease. A sexy striptease. Air quotes. And
when they're, like, going at it on the tree, she stops him and she's like, hang on, there's something you need to see. And then goes and does a strip.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, I want you to, you know, see something. Or, you know, instead of being sexy about it, she makes it sound dire.
She's like, I found a body out here. But then she's like, you stay there. I'll be 25 feet away doing a striptease. And so she starts stripteasing. She basically unbuttons the one button on her shirt and gets it, like, over her shoulder. And he says, and I quote...
I don't remember it, but I know it's friggin' stupid.
The line is dumb, but it's also delivered in... And I'm going to try to get this exactly right. I'm going to tap that ass! No second take on that one? We're not doing that again?
Well, that's the thing. This is the second take.
Oh, no. That was the first one.
This was the best one.
This is the best take. This is very bad. And thankfully, Devin kills the man for his trouble. Thank God. Devin was like, I was going to let you go because you're 25 feet away from each other and therefore no longer a couple in my eyes.
Yeah, Devin baseball golfs him up his back, I think. And
yeah.
He gets blood all over her.
He
spits
blood all the way to her.
Good range. He probably won the loogie contest back at the football game.
Probably. Oh. And she turns around because she's got blood on her back now, and she's like, ah! And then he kills her too. He also ripped that man's arm off.
That's how he killed him, because he was alive the whole time while he was hacking his arm off, and then finally, like, when the arm is off, he, like, bleeds out.
He bled out, and then he's like, well, done with this arm. I just wanted to do that to see if I could.
I do have a saw blade. I wanted to make sure I could saw with it.
And then he kills her
by just, like, golfing her in the chest or whatever.
And then we cut back to Josh.
He heard them scream?
I think he heard him scream when he goes out into the woods, and he finds them by tripping over the hand and landing on the man and seeing the girl, the woman there, and he's like, oh no, and Devin shows up, and there is a Power Rangers ass fight,
yep.
And it's good, but...
It is, it's an Adam Park
fight.
Yeah,
it's an, like, Adam Park fight.
He does all the moves.
And, like, listen... This is like Adam Park Unchained. It's very good. I very much like this fight. This isn't a movie for that. This isn't the movie this fight scene belongs
in. You need to make a karate movie for this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Hey, karate people, stop trying to make not karate movies.
Because here's the other thing, is he's wailing on Devin, and Devin is like full Jason at this point, where he just isn't selling any attacks.
Yeah, no, he's... just, like, no mercy, holding
his chest out. He, like, takes a couple shots to the head, and he'll move his head with the punch, but he doesn't,
but that's
it. He just pops right back.
Then he, like, throws. No, he just like stops. I think Devin just like stops. And is like, well, I'm gonna go now because he knocked Josh down and like baseball golfed up and then was like, you're not a couple and left.
You're not drunk or a couple.
And then he said, I want to play, and then left.
Yes.
And it's like, hold on, what?
Well, they need to give him a catchphrase.
I guess. Here's the thing about
Devin's
this.
Ghost, he wants to play.
Devin's ghost, he wants to play.
Legend of he wants to play.
This is the kind of thing that maybe, again, we should have seen earlier. Like
for sure.
Maybe we should know what this is in reference to.
I'm going to spoil a little bit of the end, because we do get a flashback of the origin of that at the end of the movie.
At the end of the movie. Like, right before they use it against him, sort of. I mean, they use it against him twice. Also, keep in mind, I didn't write this down, but I'm glad I remembered. Keep in mind that the only person here that hears him say, I want to play, is Josh.
Yes.
That's it. Nobody else.
The only other people here are dead.
Yeah, they are corpses now. So, Devin just leaves, and then Josh runs back. We cut back to the house, and someone comes in. And they're like, oh, hey, you're ruining the mood. And then they leave. I think it's Jermaine and a girl. And they leave. And then a minute later, Josh bursts in. And he's like, he grabs Genesis and runs upstairs. And he's like, we got to find Ish. I don't remember. It's Symphony?
Symphony, yeah. Yep.
I call everybody else a character name, so she's still Ish. and he's like, we gotta find her. Like, I just saw Devin. Like, for real. We gotta go.
I just karate fought him in the woods.
I just fought a bloody boy in the woods. It was very bad. And so they get up there and they close the door. And the door starts like banging as if Devin is there. And I was like, that's quick. He must be a ghost, I guess.
I think he gets up there and is like, he's here, he's coming to get you. And Symphony looks out the window and sees him for a second. Like, he's outside.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the door starts to bang. Or maybe I got that backwards, or the door bangs first.
I don't know, because they're like...
No, she definitely saw him first, because she ends up jumping out the window like an idiot.
Yeah, because they're like, we'll hold him back. You jump out the window. That's the only way out of this.
You're two stories up. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's not great. So they, like, they're holding the door back, and then it opens up, and it's just Guyliner. And he's like, I heard you say you saw Devin.
I love Devin.
I love the bloody boy.
I always want to see Devin.
Love a good Devin. So then she's outside. And Devin's there now, because he didn't come inside. No. She just basically jumped out into his arms. And he starts chasing her. He like looks up after he sees her, and he's ghostier. Like, he's got like a thing on his face.
Yeah, and...
And it's not there.
I don't know if he's had it the
after.
Whole time, and we just didn't see it. Maybe makeup just forgot to put it on him, or... I don't know. Or maybe he just does have it now because he is now getting a ghost.
It seemed like he saw her and is like ghostier. He's just like a little more ghosty now. And I don't know.
I don't think that's intentional.
I don't think it's intentional, but this also goes away. Like, we don't see this next time we see him. It's just for like this
No, he
shot.
Definitely did not have it when he said to Josh, I want to play.
Yeah, no, he didn't have it before. And like later on. We see him in, like, the daylight, and he doesn't have it then.
It has an origin of, like, mark on his face.
Yeah.
That they will explain.
So it's just, like, it's weird.
It's weird that now it just suddenly popped
because
up.
Because he's a ghost, but he also isn't, because his movie is bad. So he's very bad. So she, like, starts to fight back, because...
Do they run into the woods?
They run to the driveway.
Because I think this is the first time we get a shot of Devin walk stalking.
Yeah.
And he's bad at it.
They run kind of into the woods, but it's more like to an adjacent driveway. She starts fighting back, and she literally like squares up Power Ranger style.
Yeah, she does. She pulls back, and like the camera just tightens up on her face.
And to be fair, earlier when she pushed Gregory across the room, she did say, I had 8 years of karate.
Yeah.
So... I guess that makes sense. So then she
can just hear, though, like, oh, the 5-4-1.
Yeah, right? And then she starts running away after she, like, fights. And I think she hits him, and then he gets the wound? Is that the order of
it? And then he gets what?
Like, the little ghost mark thing?
I thought he had it when he saw her, but maybe he did get it after she hit him. I don't
remember.
Know.
Look, it's been 2 days, and it's a bad movie. I don't think they even know how he got that. So then she starts running away, and she finds a car, and he, like, kind of corners her. She tries to get in it, and he, like, pulls her out, and then she, like, runs to the side and, like, ends up locking herself in the car.
It's
and
like
then,
an old jalopy.
It's like a, it's like a pickup truck, but like with a cab on it.
Yeah.
But the back part of the pickup taken out, so it's like one long thing.
She tries the door and it doesn't open because it's locked. So she keeps trying it as Devin gets closer and closer for like, I don't know, 2 solid minutes. She's trying to open the door,
but then it does open.
But then it does open because nobody understands how doors work.
Well, that's dumb and bad. My favorite thing is she kicks him away from her and then shuts the door and locks it. And then like he like goes to the other side and she like, jumps over and locks it. And he goes to the back and starts like trying to open up the back. And she opens the visor. And you know how, like, in movies and nowhere else in real life, people put their keys in the visor.
Yeah.
And so
she does check like a couple other places.
She checks like a couple other places,
but man,
first.
Nobody leaves their keys in the car in real life.
No, I mean, well,
I mean, I'm sure people do.
Yeah, I mean, people have like,
but it's
like,
not as common as movies want you to think.
Yeah, so especially like in the visor, because like the visual language is you open the visor, the keys fall down. She opens the visor a little bit and it starts to pawn at it like she's a cat kneading at you, trying to find these keys as if there is like pockets up there or like a backpack that she needs to rifle through, and then she finally gets them and takes her 4 minutes to like start the car because of tension or whatever.
Right, she's gonna like pump the gas and turn the key.
Yeah, and
this car has not been turned on in 50 years.
Yeah,
it's a ghost truck.
And then he gets around to the front of the car and she hits him with the car, because she finally got it going.
He is standing in front of the car.
Like an inch away from the car.
Yeah, she turns it on and hits the gas and goes forward and sends him flying 10 feet backwards.
Yeah.
That's not how that would work.
No.
She had no momentum.
It would gently push him a foot, maybe.
He wouldn't even fall over.
Yeah, he would stumble at best. So then she gets out, because she thinks she killed him, but he's gone, because he is a ghost! Here's the thing, if he's a ghost, what are his ghost powers?
Teleportation.
I guess that's it, though, because he can't walk through walls.
He gets punched.
He gets punched. He gets karate.
Maybe he can teleport, and he has just real high endurance.
And he can walk very good. He's very good at walking.
He walks very fast. I wouldn't say good.
It's not like a quality, like oh,
looks,
what?
He looks dumb when he's doing it.
He does look very dumb when he's doing it. Yeah, it's not like a good gait. He just, like, walks a little bit, and then he gets to where he needs to go quicker.
It's like his direction was walk aggressively, and then he just did a bad job.
Yeah, he's like, all right, and he, like, squares his shoulders up. He's like, walking at you. I'm walking here. I'm Devin's ghost. Forget about it. Here, okay, this is when the movie takes a turn. This is when the movie decides that it's in its third act and it needs to get going. So we cut to the school where Genesis and Gregory break in. Why?
They're there looking for Symphony.
I guess.
That doesn't make any
sense. I mean,
sense
I guess
me.
In 2005, maybe she didn't have a cell phone. You had to like look for people.
Nobody has one. Like, they never show anybody with a cell phone. I guess that's the way you have to make a horror movie now.
Yeah, well, I mean, 2005 was like, some people had cell phones, but not everybody. You know, it wasn't as prominent. So, like, I'll buy it.
Why would she go, if she's freaked out about Devin,
yeah,
why would she go to the school across from Devin's house?
Why did they let her jump out the window alone?
Because they had to hold the door.
And I know that, because they haven't figured out that it's couple-based yet, so they could have sent somebody, but if they had, just send Genesis with her, so at least there's two of you.
Yeah.
You know? So, anyway, they're in the school, and...
With Freedom.
Is Freedom there?
No, maybe not.
No, because he stays with Josh.
Freedom's with Josh, yeah. You're right.
So they're in the school, and they're looking for Ish, and they're, like, in CAF somewhere, I think. I don't remember where they get to. They're near stairs. So,
I don't even know how they got in.
They just, like, opened up a window in, like, the home ec room or something. I don't know. And they get into school, and Devin, like, they're arguing about something about, like, ghosts and bloody boys.
You get the horror movie, like, he passes by the camera, but they don't see him.
Yeah, and they don't see him. And it's like, oh, that's a very horror movie thing to do, but like this isn't that kind of movie. Like, yeah, this isn't was that him? It's like a, no,
obviously
there he is.
It was him. You could see the jersey. Yeah. You could read his name on it.
You saw his face, like his whole face.
So they keep arguing, and then they stop and they look down the hall, and he's just like behind some lockers, like, oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
It's me, Devin.
But it's on the opposite side.
I'm hiding.
Like, he had to run around.
And he's taller than the lockers. Yeah. And he's not, I say he's behind them. Like, one of his shoulders is behind them.
About half of his body and 0% of his head is behind this locker.
And he's like, you caught me. And it just starts walking at him.
Well, time to baseball golf you. I want to play killing now. So, I don't know why I wrote this.
What is it?
Okay, yes. Now I remember. Buckle up, guys. So, you know, Genesis, remember from last time when we said Genesis is not a good actress?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a problem, but also the writing is bad. So, while they're arguing, they're like, she might not even be here. And Genesis is like, he could have hurt her or killed her in any way.
What?
What? Does, like, technically that's a sentence.
He could have hurt her or killed her in any way.
Like, that has a subject-predicate agreement.
If I had to guess, he's going to kill her via baseball
golf. Yeah, he only really kills the one way. But also, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? So they see him, and then they start running. And then we cut to Josh. Freedom's not with him, but he will be in a second. And he finds Ish. I don't remember where, but obviously it's not at the school.
It's just, like, on the road outside the woods, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. And then Freedom shows up, and he's like, hey, I want to help. Me, Freedom, your boy. Because I have a lot of bloody boy knowledge, and I could probably help get him.
Oh.
I guess, yeah, you got to get them all together. Sure. But I don't know what he plans to do. I don't know what
also,
they're doing.
Also, you had them all together, and then you threw Ish out a window.
Yeah. Then we come back to Craig and Genesis, and they're running from Devin. And they hide behind a door. It's like it opens one way, and they get on the side that it opens towards, and they just, like, hold it. But then, like, there's windows in the door, and Devin's just, like, looking at them, like, pushing the door a little bit, like, hey, I want baseball golf you. I want to play killing. Hey, let me in. So they, like, don't look up to check that he's still there. Like, it stops. And you're like, did he stop? Is he gone? He's not. He just starts, like, banging on the door again. And I just don't know why they're ducking behind the little door and not running more. Like,
I don't know.
So they finally get to an elevator. Like, they run down a hall. Devin's coming out. They get into the elevator, and they're hitting every single button. And not the close the door button.
No.
Which closes the door immediately. I've done it. Instead, he hits like 2 and 5 and basement and open the doors probably. Because they just stay open. And then Devin comes in and like...
As it is closing...
He puts the baseball golf in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just opens it up. They're like, well, crap.
So now we get a beautifully choreographed fight scene in an elevator. You know how spacious those
are
for fighting?
Really, it's mostly just him, like, punching both of them.
It's mostly Craig, because Genesis goes down early. And
she
just
gets hit, like, once.
Yeah, she just stays in the corner. He goes after Craig, and Genesis bails on him.
Yeah, she dives out of the elevator. The elevator doors close, and then they open, and then we see Devin kill Craig?
Nope. Craig is not dead yet. When the doors open back up, Devin has his bat up like he's about to kill Craig and then sees Genesis and goes to her instead.
He's like, you know what? I did hate my mom more. Did you? I don't know what the point of that is, that's the reasoning.
The point of it is for when he does kill Craig.
Spoilers.
Craig now crawls out of the elevator. And Josh, Symphony, and Freedom... are at the school. They're at a door.
They're at, like, the front door.
That is bolted with, like, a chain and a deadlock.
There's a chain and a padlock on it.
And Freedom's trying to pick it.
It's just taking so very long. And, like, this is a big enough space. You could crawl through it. Like, you could totally get through that door.
Oh, yeah. Like, for sure.
Easily.
So Devin is occupied with Genesis, and Craig goes to the door where they're trying to get in, and he's like, open, hurry, hurry, open it, hurry. And so they're at... You know how school doors have, like, the door length window next to them.
Yeah.
Craig and Symphony are on opposite sides of that window when Devin shows up and kills Craig right in front of Symphony. Yeah.
And he spits blood on the window, and it's very gross. And at this point, he did kill Genesis?
Yes. It's not revealed for, like, another minute, yeah. But she did.
But they finally get inside, and Devin left, even though...
he knows that they were right there.
He wants to kill them, and he hates them, and he's like, well, I'm gonna play... you wanna play a game?
I'm gonna let her think about her dead boyfriend for a minute.
Josh, you know why he did it? It's because he wants to play.
But how are you going to say you want to play and then leave?
He's bad at playing. Some people just aren't good at playing, Josh. Bloody Boy is traditionally not great at playing. So then they get inside and they see Genesis is dead. And
yeah, because Josh is like... Craig is obviously dead inside the door. And he like goes to him. And then Josh is trying to run around the corner. And Freedom does get there first and like turn around and try to stop him. Yeah. Like, no, you don't want to go over there. You don't want to go over there. We do see Genesis dead.
Yeah.
But like it's all tight close ups. It's of super... like blood running, but there's also like dried fake blood that is running over and it looks very bad.
It looks really bad. It's just like a close up of like her and Josh behind her. And then we cut to the next morning to like in the morning because like the sun's coming up, I think, or it's just the way the lighting was. And then like,
it's definitely daytime now because, like, all of the faculty is here.
Yeah, and there's, like, cops here now.
Yeah, and Mark Miller is around the corner.
Mark Miller's right around the corner, and Freedom is telling Symphony and Josh about his grandma, who is...
Devin's grandma.
Devin's grandma.
Not Freedom's grandma.
Hey, guys, have you heard about my grandma? She's great. I love her. No, he's talking about Devin's grandma, and he basically just, like, says, like, yeah, the grandma might have taken him. So he's not a ghost?
He goes into, like, all of this, like, very detailed, like, backstory.
Like, a lot.
They ask him how he knows that, and he's like, oh, you know, people like Mark Miller and them covered
it. It's all public record.
As Mark Miller is around the corner getting the scoop on the story he covered already.
Like, he's like, yeah, this is pretty good info that I gave. Yeah, sure. I'll take credit for that. They go to leave, and he reveals himself, and he's like, hey, I'm Mark Miller. What do you know about all these crimes and stuff?
He walks around. He says, hey, it's Miller time.
Miller time, Channel 3 News. So as he's saying, like, hey, this whole business, like, scoop, ratings, news, I'm Slimeball. It's all that garbage. That's when the cops and the principal come up, like the chief of police and the principal come up. And they're like, Mark Miller, you get out of here. Don't talk to them. I swear to God, I hate you so much. They're talking and they hear the grandma's name. And this is when he's like, that might have been his grandma, Connie, whatever, which is the woman that is in the hospital.
Yeah.
But like, you knew every single detail a minute ago, except the woman's name.
Yes.
Come on, Freedom. You of all people should be used to remembering weird names.
Well, he is. Her name is just Connie.
Her name is Connie. It just slipped right through her. So they're like, yeah, we got to go to the hospital. We got to talk to her. So they go, they get to the hospital, and the lighting is very green.
Super duper green.
Which is probably because they shot it in a hospital where there's fluorescent lights, and that shows up green on film.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a choice, other times it's just the way you gotta live with it, because you're not paying to put gels over all the lighting. I don't like Kevin Smith, I don't like his movies. But the way he got around this was he just shot in black and white for Clerks, or else it would have been all green and stuff. So then they're talking, and there's a very long flashback, and it is bad. It's about Connie.
It's what really happened.
Yeah, it's the straight poop on this story.
Straight poop.
I feel like I heard that on Rugrats. I don't know. And so it's basically, I'm just going to keep going.
I was just picturing Tommy as a reporter.
That's what it was.
He's
trying to get the poop. He's going to get the straight poop. So here's what happened. Here's the straight poop on the story, is that Connie is Devin's mom's mom.
Yes.
And she was at their house.
Although I did read a couple of times as they're going back and forth that she might also be his dad's mom.
But he has a... She's got a different name than him.
Okay.
Unless she...
It just seemed a couple of times while he was talking to her that he was also talking to his mom.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. She might have remarried. Stay tuned for that interesting tidbit. Did I write down when that comes up? I bet I didn't. She basically says it like her husband died back then, like 10 years ago, or was gone or something. But then she had, there's that man in the beginning who is presumably her husband.
So I don't know if that's her husband or just like her new boyfriend.
Just a guy.
Yeah.
So she might have remarried and that's why her last name is different. But then why would that be her name 10 years ago too? So I don't know. So they're talking and she's like, you're drug addicts. And they're like, we need money for stuff we need. And she's like, yeah, drugs. And give me the boy. I want Devin. They're like, no, he's ours. We hate him. Which I don't understand. They clearly hate him and they don't love him and they want him gone, but they don't want him gone.
Yep.
So the flashback boils down to the parents beating the crap out of the grandma.
Yes.
Like they knock her down. They stomp. And
then they are making out on the bookcase.
Over, like, in, like over her body.
Yeah, that's the flashback that we keep seeing.
As Devin sees it.
And then the dad just takes the baseball bat and cracks Devin in the head with it.
Yeah, because he's like, I don't even think he's like, don't make out over grandma's body.
He's just like, because we see Devin and he's just like terrified sitting behind the coffee table.
And his dad just whacks him in the head with the baseball bat.
I think that's what the scar on his face is.
Okay, but it's gone before and it's gone later. So it's a weird origin story for something that only showed up in one shot.
They only had the makeup budget for one patch and it got ruined.
And they're like, all right, no one will notice. So they try to bury his body.
Because they think they killed him.
They think they killed him. So
they do bury him in the backyard.
Yeah, but she like gets him and like saves him from that. So he's not dead.
He's not a ghost.
So he's not a ghost. Stay tuned. More on this story as it develops. And then she goes back later and kills them.
Yeah.
There was
a part earlier when at some point when they were talking about the case before. Where they say, like, the authorities said that there was no way a 7-year-old, it was too brutal, there was no way a 7-year-old carried that out. Which we find out now that they didn't, a grandma did.
Grandma did. So why does he want to murder now? Like, by having it be the grandma, it completely nullifies his whole motivation.
Yeah, the bloodlust that he's supposed to have shouldn't be there.
Yeah, it wasn't him.
He's not the killer.
This is like them being like, yeah, like Jason, but none of the pathos that Jason had.
Right.
It's just Devin.
Like I said, they wanted to make a Jason movie, but instead they made Devin.
This Devin movie sucks. I hope there's no more Devin movie. Devin the 13th is a bad franchise. So we're also cutting between like the flashbacks and her telling the story and like her getting like crazier and crazier. Like, he's a sweet boy and I murdered for him and it's fine and all that stuff.
Yeah, because they do say like he killed our friends or whatever. She's like, he killed somebody?
He would never. He just misunderstood.
Not my sweet little Devi Dev.
He needs me to tell him everything's okay.
So after she reveals that she killed the parents, Ish asks about the lawyer.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I did him too.
I had to take care of him too. And she's like, that was my dad! And she starts yelling and stuff. And
they just leave, and the crazy grandma is in the hospital, and we don't see her ever
again. And she gets no comeuppance or
There's no closure to the grandma's story.
No, it's just like, all right, bye, grandma. See you later. Like,
so you should have just, like, unplugged life support or whatever on the way out.
Something,
like,
yeah. Just punched her once. Like, she's already got contusions. No one will know. Just, you know, get... Like, there's just no reason for this grandma to be in the movie again after she's murdered. It's so bad. So then they're, like, walking down the street, and Mark Miller pulls up, and he's like, hey, I want to help. And they're like, what do you mean? And he's like, I don't know.
I have a van.
I got this van, though. So they all get in the van, and he's like, Scoops, he's a very one-dimensional character. Then we cut to the principals, as you recall from last time. There are two principals.
Yeah, there's the principal and the double in principal.
There's the new principal and the old principal. And the old principal still stays around the school to help principal, I guess.
And they're married.
So they're in a car, and she's like, crying about Devin, like, oh, I could have helped him, but I didn't do anything. And that's eating me up inside. And they, like, touch hands, and so Devin kills him.
Yeah, because he sees Devin and hangs out the window, because Devin just clubs him in the face as he's hanging out of the car window.
Yeah, like, they're driving, and they, like, pull over, and then Devin shows up. He's like, hey, what are you? And then he gets murdered. And then she's trying to get out, and she gets hit in the guts.
Yeah.
And she doesn't die just yet. I wrote in all caps, is he a ghost? Because he teleports away.
I think he teleports in, too. Like, he teleports behind the car.
Yes. And also, there is a moment, I don't know when it is, but there is a moment where Devin is standing there, and then Josh comes in from off screen. And as Josh enters the frame, Devin disappears in front of us. Like, he gone.
That might be the shot out the window.
That might be, yes. When he's coming to the house? Yeah. And so, like, is he a ghost? Because he didn't die.
See, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know if that means he's a ghost or if that's just a stylish editing choice.
Well, it's dumb and bad. And here's the worst part is that I'm trying to rationalize it. I'm trying to fix this movie in my head by, like, just filling in plot holes with some silly putty. Maybe he did die and his grandma raised his ghost.
Maybe.
But also, ghosts don't get older and he got hit.
Yes.
I don't know. So in the timeline, he disappears because his parents think he killed him and his grandma gets him out. And then a year later, she goes back and murders them. And then Devin is there. She, like, brings Devin along and he gets all bloody somehow. And that's what the Legend of the Bloody Boy is about. And then, right, I guess he jumped through Ish because he's a ghost, or maybe he isn't. I don't know. I just don't know about this movie. So they're driving. We come back to them in the van. And they're arguing with Miller about how he's a scumbag. And Isha's, like, a little bit catatonic because she's like, that woman killed my dad. Like,
yeah,
I know for what happened. Because before, they're like, her dad disappeared under mysterious circumstances.
Right, yeah, because he was never found. He's just gone now.
Just gone, yeah. Then they see the principals and, like, they pull over. And the principal, like, lady principal is, like, leaning up against the open door. And she's like, Devin, and then dies. Or maybe she's already dead when they pull up.
No, I think she dies. They see her die.
Okay. And then they're like, we have to split up.
Well, yeah.
Why? Oh, no, Devin does show up, doesn't he? Because he kills Mark Miller.
He kills Mark Miller.
Yeah. He just shows up and kills Mark Miller, like, with no fanfare. Like, he has his cameras. This is good footage. And he sees Devin, and he puts his camera down and starts running and is murdered, like, immediately.
Yeah, Devin throws the golf at him.
He baseball golf throws it, and it hits him, and he dies. That's weird, huh?
Yep. I feel like, because Karen Ashley helped write this movie, she's not the only credited writer.
There's three writers on this movie, which the more writers you get on a movie, the worse it's going to be.
I feel like one of them was like, I had this cool idea for a weapon. Let's make a movie about it.
Yeah, and then Karen Ashley was like, I would love to name people dumb things. And the third
also,
guy,
let's make it about me.
And then the third guy was like, Jason? And they're like, no, he has to be a ghost, I think.
Jason? No, we can't do Jason. Devin.
Devin. Nah. It'll be his mom. It'll be basically a Devin. It'll be basically Jason.
Grandma, though. It's so different.
Oh, it's so different. Toe to tip. This is a Jason. Just like Jason. So then they split up, and some weird stuff happens. She finds her way to a factory, and then Josh gets caught by fish cops. Now, maybe you're not from New Hampshire, you don't know what fish cops are. Fish cops are fish and game officers.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they call them fish cops anywhere else, but that's exclusively what I have referred to them as for 28 years. So there's in the woods camping or something.
Here's a weird thing. They all split up.
Yeah.
Well, Mark Miller died.
Yeah.
And then
police show up to the scene of the crime. And I think they see Josh and Ish running. Or they see at least
maybe
Josh. Here's the thing. We can agree that Johnny Young Bosch is of Asian descent, correct?
Yeah.
Like, we can all agree on that.
Yes.
Because they definitely say, like, there's a white male armed and dangerous.
Yes.
Over the walkie that the fish cops hear. So did they see Devin and then...
I think so.
The officers just assume that's Josh, even though he's got no weapons and isn't white. We cut back to the factory. I don't know where this factory is. It's just like in the woods somewhere. There's a factory. And she's in there.
But that's what I was getting to. They split up to go to the same building.
Well, he goes the long way.
Ish is inside of it, and Josh is outside when he gets caught by the fish cops.
Is he? I thought he went like the other way.
Maybe. I feel like they caught him trying to open the door to get in.
No, he comes like into their campground or whatever. There's like a shed. And then he gets like arrested. And then we come back to Ease, and she's like, heck, we're running. You want to play? Let's play.
You want some? Come get some.
Like, she didn't hear him say, do you want, like, that he wants to play.
Right. I'm going to assume at some point off camera, Josh said that he said that to him.
The only thing he said to me is that he wants to play. Now, at the end, we will find out that there's a flashback later.
Yeah.
Of her saying that to him. And I don't want to ruin the surprise that it does happen, but it would be important if we would have seen that earlier in the movie. Because right now, what it seems like is the writers forgot who Devin told that he wanted to play, and they assumed it was her. And so she knew and said it. So he shows up. Then we cut back to Josh fighting these karate fish cops. They all know karate.
He has a putty fight with them.
He has a putty fight. It's good.
It is good. It's very
still
good.
Johnny Young Bosch. Like, he, you know, like, he's one of the best. And then, like, I don't know how to describe this. Obviously, everyone listening has seen Power Rangers. Unless you just Googled Devin's Ghost Tale of the Bloody Boy in the iTunes search bar, and you're like, a podcast just for me. In which case, hello there. You have very specific tastes. But we're all familiar with Power Rangers, so like we know what like a Power Rangers stunt guy looks like.
Yeah.
That is super duper what these fish cops are. Because one of them, I swear to God, was in the episode where they were kids and they were fighting Tenga warriors around the backside of a warehouse, and some guys got beat up by Tenga warriors. Like, one of these dudes is one of those dudes. Like, has to be. And that makes sense because Koichi Sakamoto would obviously want to work with the stunt team that he is familiar with.
Right.
You know, from Power Rangers. So that makes a lot of sense. But, like, it's just here are some officers. Just kidding. They're Power Rangers stuntmen. Like, there's no way they're anything else. So he fights them, which is a federal crime.
He beats up three cops.
He whoops three cops and then leaves. And we don't hear from them again. We'll see more cops later, which might be the same cops in different outfits. Stay tuned. He hears Ish yell, because I guess Devin caught up to her. And then we get the flashback of her being nice to him. And, you know, that doesn't matter to him. Like,
right.
Like, that doesn't do anything. He just, now we know. So if it didn't do anything to him, it's not for his benefit or hers.
No, it does stop him, because he...
Later it does.
Oh, that's true.
I don't think it does now.
No.
So why wasn't this, like, the third thing we saw?
I also don't think he would know that the lawyer was her dad.
No.
And she is alone, so why is he attacking her so, like, relentlessly?
Well, that's a great question, because we're in a different movie now than we were before.
Yes.
Because earlier, I think it was in the car, Freedom got murdered at some point. He got in the car with them, and then he got killed outside. Oh, he got, like, killed right away. Like, they stepped out of the car, and he got murdered right away. And then Mark Miller started running, because he was, like, right in front of him, and then he got killed. So, in the car, they say something to the effect of, he's not chasing you because your dad was the lawyer. Also, the grandma said that she didn't hire the lawyer. That plot thread is just left hanging.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't afford this lawyer, but they had him, so, like...
And she didn't do it, even though she had all the money?
Because she hates him and didn't want them to get off, because she killed Because they tried to kill
him. I forgot about that.
It makes no sense. But the reasoning is that Devin saw her making out with Gregory, and that's what set him off.
And he just can't get that out of his head.
And I guess either A, he can't get that out of his head, or B, when they got out of the car, they got out too close to each other. He's like, new couple found, Terminator style. And he's like, target acquired, new couple. And when they split up, he's like, you're not going to trick me. I know you're a couple. So then she's like, there's the flashback, and then he stops for like 1 second, I think, maybe. And then we get Adam, well, Josh v. Devin 2.
Well, no, because he fights Symphony alone and before Josh gets there.
Yeah.
Because that ends with him choking her.
And as he's choking her, that's when he has the flashback.
He remembers it and stops choking her and backs off. And then Josh shows up and starts kicking the crap out of
him. Yeah, and then he didn't get the memo that he was cool. so he starts kicking the crap out of him. He kicks him onto like a beanbag chair.
I think it's a couch that had like a cover on it. Maybe. But the way it was not like pushed into the couch, it was just over it. So yeah. When he fell into it, it definitely looked like a beanbag chair.
A big beanbag.
Also, are they just in a warehouse? Why is there just couches and stuff all over the place?
I have no idea. I thought it was a factory. Maybe it's a warehouse?
Maybe it's a furniture factory.
It is an abandoned furniture factory. They left one couch behind. Devin hits Josh in the gut with his baseball golf, with the blade.
Yep. And there's like a weird, I don't want to say slow motion because it doesn't feel slow enough to call it that. It's definitely a few frames slower.
It's slowed motion, yeah. But it's not slow motion of Josh dying, like essentially.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. And then like immediately we see that he's not dead. Like he gets up pretty immediately.
Yeah.
Which is he's just a bad call.
He's injured, but he is also the Wolverine.
Yeah. He's. So- I mean, look, I haven't been hit in the stomach with a saw blade.
With a baseball golf.
Yeah, like, God forbid. I never want that to happen to me.
No.
I feel like if it happened, that's where my day stops.
Yeah.
Like, my day is pretty much over at that point, like, no matter what. even if I still do want to fight, I feel like that is enough of a damaging attack that I would be like, if I move, my guts will come out of my front. And I don't want that. So maybe my day is over.
I'm just going to lay here. I was going to take a powder.
It's just like, you guys, sorry, Ish, you're on your own. I got a baseball golf to the guts. Not Adam Park.
No.
Because he gets back up and they start running out in farther into the woods. And then Devin catches them. And this is when this really weird, like the because in the flashback, she's like, do you want to play? And he's like, I want to play. And it's a very serial killer way of saying it, even though we know that he's not the killer then.
Yeah.
None of this movie adds up is the problem that I'm having. So he catches up, and Josh is grievously injured. He tries to fight, but he gets knocked against a tree, and it just doesn't really work.
Yeah.
And so she's like, do you want to play? And he stops, and he's like, yes, I want to play. And she's like, yeah, you want to play? Let's play. Like in a and not in like a like aggressive way, like a
It's fine. Devin's cool. He puts the bat down. He's chilling out. He's like getting ready to play. And so Josh rips a branch off the tree, jumps on Devin, and starts stabbing him repeatedly.
Stabs
in the chest.
Him like 100 times in the chest.
It feels a little gratuitous.
Which doesn't kill him.
No.
Because he stands up and then Josh drop kicks him off a cliff and he falls down the cliff and smashes his head into a rock. And then new cops show up.
Yeah.
They're like SWAT cops. And presumably they're there to arrest Josh for beating up 3 fish cops. But also,
as they're running in, Symphony yells, down there, he's down there.
He's down there. So one cop, there's 2 cops.
And I think we get a camera shot from their point of view up top of the cliff or the bank or whatever, of Devin down at the bottom.
Yeah,
I think we get that. I'm not positive.
He's laying against a rock. There's blood on the rock where his head is. He's still there. A cop goes down. It's basically like, are you guys okay? What's going on? They're like, oh, it's down there. He's down there. And then we cut to the other cop down there.
We don't see him down there. We hear this all on the...
Well, we do see him down there for a second.
Okay.
Because he goes down there. And I guess he looks away, and when he looks back, Devin's gone.
Yeah. And then we cut back up because we hear the rest of this over the other cop's radio.
We it cuts back. This is the end of the movie. The very, very end of the movie.
This is the last thing that happens.
We cut back to Josh and Ish and the other cop. And over the other cop's radio, so I guess the guy is holding down the radio button to scream his last words. He's like, and we hear gunshots. Okay?
Yeah.
And the movie ends. The movie ends off screen.
Yes.
There is no resolution to this movie.
No.
At all.
Presumably Devin kills the town.
Like, yeah. Did he shoot Devin dead? Is Devin a ghost? And it didn't work and he killed the cop. And now Josh is bleeding out and he's just going to come up and kill him and kill every two people that are near each other.
Although, like, Josh is fine now.
Yeah, I guess he healed.
He's standing up talking like normal. Like he doesn't have a huge gaping wound in his midsection.
Hey guys, real talk. I had a Sharpie on my desk on my coffee table a little while ago because I had to mail some stuff out for Sailor Business. As I have a tendency to flip pens and stuff when I have them in my hands. I was flipping the Sharpie. I dropped it on one of my testicles, and I was done. A Sharpie, which weighs an ounce, hit one of my testicles.
Yeah.
Not even both, just one. And I was like, Josh was hit in the stomach with a baseball bat that had a saw blade on it.
Yeah.
And was then able to do a drop kick.
He was able to jump on a strong ghost boy,
stab him
100 times in the chest, and then drop kick him down a hill.
So, like, I guess he's fine.
And now he's just standing up talking to the cop, hugging Ish.
Yeah.
Like, everything's cool. Like, he's got, like, a little blood on his shirt, but he's already closed up and healed.
Yeah. What?
No, that dude is dead.
Yeah, like, he's about to bleed out and die. And then, like, if he doesn't, Devin's still down there and the movie's over. So, Josh.
Yeah.
What's the best?
The fight scenes with Adam.
Absolutely. Like, 100%. Like, absolutely the fight scenes is the best.
I think probably the first one with Devin is the best because the other one is stupid because they're fish cops.
When he beats up those fish cops, it was a very nice fight, but it was so goofy. At the end, all I can think is, like, that's a crime that you're doing. Like, you're doing a crime right now.
Yeah.
Not good. What's the worst?
Genesis.
Okay, I was going to say, you do have to pick one thing. You can't just say the movie. Genesis was pretty bad. I'm going to say the grandma and everything she is and represents.
The story thread she opened and just left dangling.
Yeah, the fact that she does not get any comeuppance at all. The fact that, like, she's not a good actress. And when she, like, and she tries playing it like she's not crazy and slowly goes crazy, but she's not very good. So
right.
It's not as smooth a transition as you might think. So I'm going to say the grandma. Who then, Josh, is the MVP?
Johnny Yong Bosch.
Yep. Got to agree.
He had the best scenes. He was the best actor.
Easily the best actor. Karen Ashley did her best.
Her fight scene with Devin was surprisingly good.
It was pretty good, and her acting was
passable.
Fine. It was better than everybody else's, except for Johnny Yong Bosch.
Yeah.
Because he was the best. But yeah, it's no contest. He is the best. And that's it.
Let me, real quick, before we end, pose a question to you, Jake, and you, the listeners. Let us know what you think.
Okay.
Is this what the order is going to be like if they remember that they're making it?
Well, yeah, first they do need to make the movie. Number one. Number two, no, I don't think so. Because I'm not going to vouch for the plot because who knows what that will end up as. Like, we know the order is not a plot movie. It's a, hey, Power Rangers, but doing karate and murder, like, and gun stuff. Grown-up Power Rangers.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we're here, and that's what we're into. And I'm okay with that. I think they tried doing something with this movie that in no way played to any of their strengths.
This movie is really weird because it wants to be a Jason horror movie, but it also wants to be an artsy indie film.
It wants to be like an artsy indie film. It wants to be a Jason horror movie. It wants to be a karate movie. It's none good. It's none of those things well. So I don't know. I feel like there are three writers, and they each wrote a movie, and they tried to put them together.
And they just averaged them out, and we got the Tale of the Bloody Boy.
Yeah, the Tale of the Bloody Boy. Because, like, if you... First of all, if I had, like, a lot of time, and I was just out of college when I remembered how to edit video better, there's an edit of this that makes sense. It's not good. It's not a good movie. But there's an edit of this that you can make sense.
Yeah.
You put a lot of flashback stuff in the beginning so you know why there's motivation. You sprinkle in the lesser flashbacks later rather than have those up front. There's still no, like, saving the movie. But you can fix it a little bit.
Yeah.
You can put lipstick on that pig. other than that, like, it's just bad. If you want a good, dumb, bad horror movie with some Power Rangers that you know to watch with a bunch of friends while you're drinking, this is a good one. This is a real good movie to, like, provide your own riff tracks for.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had to analyze it for a podcast, so, like, maybe not the best. I would definitely watch it again with... It's not a Dragon Warrior situation where, like, I get like, hives thinking about that movie because it's just terrible. But I would watch this again with a bunch of friends, and because that would be fun. I don't recommend watching this by yourself.
Don't watch this for the fun of watching it, because you'll have a bad time. Watch it for the fun of making fun of it with people you like making fun of movies with.
Yeah, it's the perfect movie for that. I hope The Order's good. I hope it's good.
I do feel like, after I asked that now, I do feel like The Order knows what movie it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that it's going to just be Power Rangers fighting each other for 90 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, dude, give me 5 hours, I'll watch it.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like,
easily. I don't care about the story if I get to see all of them square off.
Yeah, like, and like the only bad part is that Dan Southworth and Johnny Young Bosch are on the same side, so we can't see them fight. Maybe they'll fight at some point.
Maybe.
God, I hope so.
Well, I don't know. Johnny Young Bosch, I think, starts on the other side.
So maybe. Who knows? Man, I hope The Order comes out.
Yeah, they just stopped talking about
it. Yeah, I'm going to do some Googles afterwards. so maybe in our first In Space episode, which is going to be next week.
You mean Lost Galaxy?
Did I say In Space?
We've already finished In Space.
What's weird is because Lost Galaxy takes place entirely in space.
It does, but also on a fake Earth.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It's a weird thing.
We will definitely talk about all of that. So look forward to it.
Look forward to it. It's gonna be next week. I'm very excited about it. For guests this year, this season, we're gonna be a little lighter on guests. Number one, the biggest reason is that we moved around our recording schedule, and we can only...
Yeah, it's a lot firmer
Yeah,
now.
It's a lot more set, and so if a guest cannot be in that exact time slot that we need to record in, we're not having a guest. And also, it just takes longer to edit two tracks than one, and that's, you know, sometimes you get under the gun. I know Matt Hoadley, Patron Zero, our buddy... host of the Fifth Row Wild podcast and co-host with me on Hard Reboot, is going to be on an episode. He's going to be up very late, or no, he might be back in Texas by then. So he might actually be able to come over for that one.
That'd be bonkers.
That'd be pretty cool. Maybe look forward to that. He's definitely going to be on the one, I think, like, episode 6 or 7, wherever the Megazord first shows up. Because apparently in this season, they take their time getting to the Megazord.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
This season does weird stuff. I'm very excited to talk about it.
I am too. I'm not, like, nervous, but I'm, like, a little interested to see how it's going to play, because they're all new people. There's no holdover, so, like, we have to, like, introduce everybody again, and that's, like, been a while since we've done that, so I'm pretty excited. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We'll talk more about guests when I figure out some more stuff. I think my little brother wants to be on an episode, because I know he likes Lost Galaxy. Maybe he said Wild Force. I don't remember. That's way far away. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. You know where to find us online. You can find that out for yourselves.
If you're listening to this, you did it.
You did it. Congrats. You're number one. So we will see you on Monday for the start of Lost Galaxy. But until then,
may the power protect you. Maybe you just got it.
If I just did it right on the first try, there's another one waiting. Okay, continue.